Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.
Hey boys, time for Pizza Bout again.
All right.
Last time we were here, we discussed potentially talking about some statewide pies. All right. Some pies, you know, like Salmonella's, for instance, in Tahlequah, the kind of place named after a foodborne disease, the chicken motif.
As you do.
As you do, that serves pizza. And, you know, an idea like that is either miserable or genius. And in this case, it's turned out to be genius because the place, I don't know exactly how old it is, but I think it's more than 30.
That's
maybe more than 40.
Been around forever.
And you've been.
Yep.
You have not.
I have not. I've not heard of it.
Yeah, Salmonella's Tahlequah. That's Green Country, isn't it?
It is Green Country.
I mean, come on, Green Country, where are we at?
Sorry, but Salmonella's, I mean.
You see that name you're on
with a name like that?
Call me
crazy,
but I'm not going there.
You know, I feel it's going to go, like you said, very well or very poorly.
Very bad. And it is a good pizza. It's good. It's not like I was told when I went many, many years ago, it's the greatest pizza that's ever happened in Oklahoma. Maybe at that time it was, but.
I'm sure at some point it was.
At some point it probably was. At some point, that's how old it is. But we digress into Salmonella's because that's what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about some other places. You guys are the pizza travelers. You know, that's the one pizza place around the state. Outside, hey, maybe we should start here. Jared, don't you dare say no to this. The OG Stillwater location of Hideaway Pizza.
Ooh.
Have you ever been?
I have.
Okay. So now we're not talking about the chain. We're not talking about Hideaway 2.
Very different.
That's right. Now, Rob, before we get into it, you used to work for Hideaway 2. Please explain briefly the difference between Hideaway 1 and Hideaway 2.
Okay. The primary difference, I think, is the ovens that they cook in.
Mm-hmm.
Stillwater Hideaway uses like a traditional deck oven.
Mm-hmm.
The new Hideaways do have a different style of oven that allows them to do a higher volume of pizza quicker.
They're the chain.
And it's you know, super consistent at the new Hideaways. And, you know, there are people that prefer
the OG.
Both.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, you know, dead set on the Stillwater pizza is better. I don't agree.
You don't agree. Okay. Now, and also different ownership.
Yeah.
That's the big difference is completely different ownership. The Dermer family, they didn't exactly found Hideaway, but they did start it in their own way, which we won't get into because it's kind of convoluted, but it is theirs. And then when the new group of guys who had actually, I believe, didn't they work for the Dermers?
Yeah, they did. College? They were a guy named Bob and B-Mac, and another guy whose name that I can't recall is the guy that created
Pente. Victor Pente, yes. He had the money.
Yeah, a lot of it. And the three of them asked if they could open up their own Hideaway, and they opened up on Cherry Street in Tulsa.
Yes, that was the first one. And as I recall, didn't they? They wanted Richard to partner with them initially. They wanted to be partners with him, and he's no. We'll just take a little money and y'all go do your thing.
Well, I never had the privilege of meeting Richard Dermer. I did meet his wife, and she's a delightful person. But you know, the stories that I'd heard about him and the original Hideaway, and you know, all the people there were, you know, I worked with some guys that worked at the original Hideaway back in the crazy days when they had, you know, Volkswagen, the largest fleet of Volkswagens in the world. And, you know, a German mechanic that was, you know, keeping it up, and like Volkswagens are bursting into flames as they're delivering around town, and like the crazy, crazy hippies out there, you know? And so they've got that X factor, you know,
for sure,
you know, millionth degree, but, yeah, so these guys opened up on Cherry Street, and they were just booming from day one. And that Hideaway has gone through its peaks and valleys, and now they're just dominating. They just opened up a couple of restaurants in Texas. They're in Arkansas now, and they're becoming a sort of a regional powerhouse that, you know, I always knew that they were going to be.
Yeah, and if we have a baseline pizza in Oklahoma, I think it's got to be Hideaway.
Hideaway is the best chain pizza in Oklahoma.
Yeah, like, because it is a chain. Like, it's a pizza all over Oklahoma that most of Oklahoma can try and decide for themselves.
Yeah.
And I would say that, when did Hideaway first founded? Educate me. When was it?
Hideaway like first the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was 57.
So when did it start to really move? Because whenever I first moved to Oklahoma, Mazzio's was the
big
chain.
That's right. Especially in the Tulsa side.
So now Hideaways is definitely in Tulsa and even in Bartlesville. And so I would absolutely say that Hideaways for the quality is the baseline without a doubt.
Because it came to you guys in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was that Cherry Street store was the 90s, as I recall.
Yeah, it was late 80s or early 90s. I'm not sure really.
I was working in Norman at the time, and they opened the second or third one in Norman.
Yeah.
And the reason I remember, I was working there, before they opened the Norman store, they'd opened Cherry Street, and I want to say the one up on in Oklahoma City, but they had a pie that I really loved called the Big Country. And this was Bryant Reeves, who played in the 90s, and it was named after Bryant Reeves, the basketball player, and it had all this meat on it. But when it came to Norman, it was not called the Big Country. It was called the Sooner Schooner.
The Schooner. Yeah, and super popular still.
Super popular pie. And I don't think the Big Country, I don't know if it still exists. I think
this, it exists.
Does it? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And even, you know, any of those favorite pizzas from over the years that, you know, drop off of the menu, you can still get them. It's the kitchen have a secret menu of every pizza they've ever made.
Well, good to know. What a fountain of information you have turned into. Good new Hideaway. You invested well with this one.
I love Hideaway.
That's right.
I could talk Hideaway all day.
What's your impressions on Stillwater?
So my impression on the Stillwater is I personally like the Stillwater pizza a little bit better. I like the cook on it.
Yeah.
I do like Hideaway pizza quite a bit. You know, I'm going to go there. I'm willing. They don't deliver, and I found out the reason why they don't deliver is they want the pizza intended for straight out of the oven, and I appreciate and respect that. Yeah. But when Hideaway came to Bartlesville, what I really appreciated is, you know, we have Papa John's, you have Mazzio's. I'm willing to actually, if I want pizza, I'm going to go to Hideaway.
Yeah.
That is by far, hands down, the best that Bartlesville has, and it's really a great pizza. But I want to ask you something.
Oh.
Because, like I said, like we were sort of talking about, Mazzio's took over. You know, Mazzio's for me was the original. I thought that was the Oklahoma chain, but it's really Hideaway.
Mm.
Hideaway Ranch or Mazzio's Ranch?
Oh, hot take. Mazzio's Ranch. I love Hideaway Ranch.
It's good. I love Hideaway Ranch too.
And when Hideaway for a little while there, we're doing, you could get a flight of ranches.
Ooh.
And they had,
I remember that.
You know,
I remember the ranch flight.
Genius, absolute genius. For me, I was like all in on that.
That's all. If that's not Oklahoma pizza, I don't know what is.
Blind taste testing of that. What's the best ranch at Hideaway by itself would be a thing. But there's something about the Mazzio's Ranch that I can't get over. In fact, like I still order Mazzio's. I get Mazzio's the thin crust Ken's. Delivered fairly regularly still.
Okay.
Just so that I can have that ranch.
I was going to bring up Ken's Pizza because you're right. Mazzio's, before Hideaway went statewide in the 90s, Mazzio's was the only one, the local one, that was doing that. But what's interesting is Ken's actually came before Mazzio's. Were they the same company or did one buy the other?
I think that it was like I could be absolutely wrong here, but I think it was a husband-wife thing.
Okay. When I very first moved to Oklahoma, Ken's Pizza was still around. They're really small, little, just like smaller than Pizza Hut type places, you know? And the pizza was really good. And I do remember when Mazzio's brought the Ken's Pizza back to Mazzio's, they brought me back.
Yeah, and me too.
Yeah, because I didn't really care for like their daily buffet pie, you know, because I'm the one who is you got to bring it if I'm going to do pizza. Otherwise, I'm going to get tacos.
Well, I'm kind of the opposite. Like people like to think I'm a pizza snob, and I am furthest thing.
No, you'll eat bad pizza. I'll eat bad tacos all day. I'll eat bad tacos all day.
Give me Totino's pizza rolls.
I won't eat that.
Boom.
No, that's not.
Yeah. Give me a Jax.
He's shout
out
dirty.
Shout out Patrick Riley for introducing me to the Jax frozen pizza.
Okay, so here's the deal. I will absolutely eat a DiGiorno pizza.
Okay.
After I've gone to Mazzio's to get the ranch. And so my
good to meet you, sir.
I gotta ask you this, just because ranch is is a cult thing, and it's definitely pizza here. What does Mazzio's Ranch not go with?
Ice cream.
Are you sure?
No, I haven't tried
it. Have you tested that?
I was at a Pizza Hut years ago, and I remember watching someone pull a tub of Mazzio's Ranch out, and they just started dipping the Pizza Hut ranch pizza into the Mazzio's ranch. And
putting the good stuff.
And I kid you not, there was something, it worked for public education in Bartlesville. Someone brought Mazzio's ranch to the teacher lounge and they dipped their Snickers bar in it.
Oh my God.
And you know what? I tried it. It's not as horrid as you think just because
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible, but Mazzio's ranch, salty, unctuous, fatty with that. That's chocolate.
I can see it being good though too. Like literally, there's nothing like better than.
Isn't a good ranch's job? Is it good with everything?
It's Oklahoma ketchup, is it not?
Oh, it's. I really. You know, it's one of those things where you dip it and you're just disgusted with yourself, and you eat it and you're just like,
the guilt.
How is this working?
Good? I'm gonna have another bite.
How is this working? Yeah. Now I didn't do it again, but still, it was not as bad as it sounds.
That's amazing. It is amazing. All right, take us around the state, though, guys. I gave you a cherry-picked a nice one for you. Mm. Hideaway and Mazzio's, everybody knows about that. You know, Rob, you have had pizza in every county in this state.
Indeed, every county that has pizza.
Every pizza-bearing county in Oklahoma has served you pizza.
Yeah, during COVID, yes. I had the chance to do some traveling and yes. and so it was absolutely my obsession to try every pizza in Oklahoma that's not a chain. And I got pretty close. I got to most of the counties, mm-hmm. and luckily not every county has pizza that's not a chain, so it's sort of a reprieve.
So you had a few good LGL-free cards, yeah.
And there's a lot of good pizza in Oklahoma. There's a lot of, you know, mom and pop shops around the state where, you know, people have come in. Mm-hmm. Ada's got an awesome pizza place I can't think of the name right now, or did. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how they're doing.
right. We know how that goes.
But it was a delightful pizza. You know, I just had 10 star in Ardmore. But one pizza that I feel like everybody's got to try is Papa Angelo's in Bethany.
Yeah. That's
it's
a great pizza.
A phenomenal pizza. My dad loves it because they have green olives on the ingredients list. Mm-hmm. Weirdly, not everybody has green olives.
That's true, yeah.
So it's kind of hard to find. Mm-hmm. So when you do find it, like, you got to have a pepperoni with green olives pizza.
Ooh, yeah. That's a great
It's yeah. very Ohio. It's very,
is
like...
Is that what it is?
I got to believe that's an Ohio thing. My dad eats weird stuff.
And Papa Angelo's, I know that one well. That's a big New York style. I mean, I think the big one's called the Empire. Empire slice. Because you can't get it in your car.
Yeah, so and just their straight up cheese slice is money. It's
For my money,
amazing.
The garlic knots. Like, I used to live within about 20 minutes of there. So the drive home was the finishing of the garlic knots before I got home.
The finishing of it. That's
Sorry,
so ceremonial.
Kids, garlic knots are gone. Oh, did I leave the garlic knots back at the restaurant? Oh, man, here's a pizza. Because for me, good garlic knots, it's like seriously, if they're really good. And to me, that's Papa Angelo's. They have fantastic garlic knots.
I also love Empire Slice House's garlic knots. Yeah, I love Empire Slice House too. They're becoming a powerhouse statewide.
They're
statewide. And legitimately, they're a good pie.
Have you been over to Empire in Tulsa?
I have. I like it. Yeah. It's a very good pizza. I have to try it again. It's just I've only been once.
Yeah, it's not the kind of pie that's going to change your life or anything
that. By no means.
But it's a really good. We don't have a ton of by the slice. I mean, that's kind of our weakness in Oklahoma. Tulsa may be a little bit better on that. But Oklahoma City, we just don't have a lot of by-the-slice options.
Yeah.
And Empire, all of them have that option. So that's what I like about it, is wherever you see one, it's like, oh, I can get a slice, you know?
I do want to ask, since you've been all around for it, have you had any pizza that's coal oven?
That's what?
Coal oven pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's Russo's, I think, in Tulsa.
I have not been to Russo's.
And I really like Russo's. I love coal-fired pizza. It's like, it gets that, like, the black char bubbles on the crust that I love.
Yeah.
That's sort of why I love the Neapolitan style, too.
Yeah.
I think Russo's is the only coal-fired pizza I've had in Oklahoma. Is there another?
Yeah, Pryor's Pizza in Norman. It's over by Riverwind Casino. They do, like, that Amistad coal pizza. So...
Gimme.
Shout out Dennis Spielman with the
Spielman in the house.
Now, they prefer traditional oven, brick, wood fire, or coal?
I think coal, probably number one.
Really?
And that was sort of like that.
You know, Pizza Augusto was initially going to be coal fired pizza.
Oh, really?
It was the original plan was going to be called cold pizza.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would have been down for that too.
I know. Shout out! Come on, Sean Fiacconi.
Cold.
You're
pizza.
Out there.
one of my favorite pizzas in the world is Frank Pepe's in New Haven.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's technically considered a coal-fired pizza, but their huge ovens is like it's. I mean, to me, that would be probably a coal-fired New Haven style pizza.
Very cool.
I love it. I love it. Where were you going to suggest for coal?
I'm trying to look for one.
You're trying to find it.
Because, right in your backyard.
Well, right in my backyard, because I love New York pizza, and a lot of them are coal.
Listen, like, I've been telling pizza, if you want to know pizza, talk to Rob.
I'm talking to Rob.
And it's like, this is the guy.
I could lead you astray, though. I'm a guy that's going to send you to a Red Baron.
He likes it all.
Is Chicago deep dish pizza.
I love Chicago deep dish. Oklahoma City is lacking that now.
But is it pizza?
Is it pizza?
Of course
it is, but...
It's pizza, but it's more of a lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna on bread.
I call it a pizza.
Yeah, all right. But I mean, like you know, if you go to Chicago and you go to one of the originals and you get it, you understand, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could eat this once or twice every couple of years, you know? Because it's good, but it's a lot, and it takes forever. It's very inconvenient. You don't want a whole lot of toppings on it.
No.
The best ones I've had have, like... a couple of sausage or a couple of, because the bread and the sauce is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of leave it at that. But yeah, here in the state, Sevastano's is kind of the big one. Birabira we've been to, it was, you know.
The sauce is awesome at Birabira.
But it was not like, it's not like, oh, you got to hurry and go get that.
It wasn't like the heat humble pie.
No.
That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
And something interesting about Chicago, because you tipped me off on that. I was just in there in June. Yeah. Ask Chicagoans where to get pizza. They're not going to tell you deep dish.
No.
They're going to tell you the thin crust.
Yeah, and that's Rendezvous Pizza.
Pizza downtown.
Yep. Yeah. Rendezvous. Like we haven't talked about Rendezvous. That's a dynamite pizza too.
That is if you want a legit thin crust Chicago pizza,
or Detroit style.
All of their pizzas are really good. But like that's the one to me that is just so unique.
So I think that's the only place now where you can get three styles.
Yeah, they have three styles of pizza there, and they're all really good.
So good. Yeah. And those the pizza, like what were they? The little, like cinnamon roll-y kind of pizza?
The pepperoni things. And I even like for X Factor, they've got a cheeseburger, what do they call it, a chopped cheese. So it's a cheeseburger that's chopped, and it's served on a hoagie roll. And it's in the cheese, so that it's all chopped up, and the cheese is blended in with the meat. Oh man, that's true.
And Rendezvous's got great salads too, which I'm becoming a fan of now. I used to say salad is for suckas. That's how it's just wasted space that could be occupied by a delicious pepperoni slice. I've changed my tune.
Have you taken Mazzio's Ranch to your salad?
And it all comes back to Mazzio's Ranch.
Oh, no, I haven't done that. I've never had a salad from Mazzio's before.
Ever. He's not putting it on salad.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But I should.
You don't need to go to Mazzio's for the salad. You just need to grab the ranch and bring it everywhere.
And run.
Why don't they serve Mazzio's Ranch at the grocery store?
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Mazzio's, get on that.
Oh, it would sell out like hotcakes. I guarantee you, in Oklahoma, that will... Hidden Valley will...
Yeah, they're over.
100%. Either Mazzio's or Hideaway got to get on the horn get that done so we can have that.
Jared.
Yeah.
In your travels, have you come across any pie that you think people ought to know about?
Oh, you know what? Years ago in New York, and I cannot remember the place, it was a little hole in the wall, coal. It was midnight. I walked in there. The slice was about that big.
Yeah.
When you picked it up, it didn't go...
Yeah,
firm. You folded it.
Fold it.
Was good.
You got a good baseline.
Oh, it was. That is sort of when I think of New York pizza. That was what the memory dredges up.
Yeah,
I haven't had anything quite like it, but.
That sounds like a place that Dave Fortney would like.
Yeah.
There you go. I was in Tulsa earlier this year, and Andolini's does by the slice out the door late at night. And the reality, I don't think we have a ton of places in the state that do that.
We actually do that.
I grew up down in Austin, and down on 6th Street, there was always a slice place late night. But here, because I don't think Empire's open late or anything like that, but Andolini's, and they're an old school established place, solid. Like, Andolini's the kind of place I think it's almost like you take it for granted.
You know?
It is, and Andolini's for me has personally been a little hit or miss depending on it. You know, I didn't feel it has the consistency that Hideaway does.
I can see that.
My point with it. When I see Andolini's slice and just the pizzerias, I usually see them in a food truck close to Kane's Ballroom.
Yeah.
Because, and that's something you mentioned, you know, if you go to New York or Chicago, you're going to have those places that are open midnight because they have the population that's open.
That's right.
You know, even when I go to Tulsa at midnight, even downtown, unless it's a bar or Kane's Ballroom or something big, I don't see it. So I'm wondering, you know, maybe that's probably a reason why there's not some more slice places.
I think it has everything to do with it. And also where we are. This is not a part of the country where people grew up with pizza by the slice.
Yeah.
In New York, I mean, my goodness, I mean, you're going to have a, people are being born into that. And here it's more of a teach, it has to be taught.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think that 84 Hospitality is doing a fine job of trying to teach everybody.
Yeah. I honestly believe that Empire Slice House changed the pizza game in Oklahoma. For me, definitely. It's like everybody started then raising the bar. And so like now it's like there's so many good pizza places out there now. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, they showed everybody how to be cool with it.
Yeah, you know, it kind of goes back to something we were talking about a minute ago, in my opinion. You talked about this, Jared, that at one point Mazzio's / Ken's was the pizza that Oklahoma was known for. And I think it's fair to say that you would probably place Mazzio's up against Pizza Hut, like the kind of pie that you're going to get.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately, I guess I would call it almost like a fast food pizza, like a quick service pizza, whereas Hideaway kind of bridged that gap of affordable family pizza that is
upscale dining environment family
up from there. And the Empire kind of follows in that line where it's a cool environment, but the pizza is pretty simple. It's not like super fabulous gourmet monster going to change your life.
But it's solid.
Really solid, really good, just like Hideaway. And it's going to deliver. It's going to be consistent.
You can have a cheese slice at Empire Slice House and love it. That's like, for me, that's the baseline.
What I appreciate about Hideaway, Empire Slice, when I went, and you know, some of the others that we talk about, you know, one thing I've noticed with Mazzio's is that the tomato sauce and Pizza Hut's tomato sauce, it is sweet.
Yeah.
It is very sweet. Yeah. It's got that.
It's going to play to that broader palate.
Yes. And whereas Empire Slice and Hideaway, they've got that more tangy, rounded sauce.
Yeah.
The cheese does not taste like the commercialized cheese.
Yeah,
that extra level of freshness that Hideaway brings.
Yeah.
That is lost on the chains, but it's understandable because of the production.
And I feel like Empire's kind of picked up on that aspect.
Yes.
And said, let's do that. And maybe even a little more.
Yeah.
A little more exclusive. Because Hideaway, they got so many ingredients that it's like I can't imagine. I can't imagine what their walk-in must look like.
Oh, man. It's crazy. Hideaway loves its toppings. And
that's the thing.
Arby's thinks it's got the meats. It does not.
So I had this recent conversation with Chef Tech at Lo-Fi just because I love cured meats. Why is it we don't see more designer pepperoni?
That's a great question.
I would imagine some dry-aged, funky pepperoni that is really intense and rich in flavor, but I don't see that. I've seen it in Chicago, I've seen it in San Francisco, but I really haven't seen it. And I understand it's probably because of bottom line. It probably costs a lot of money to do that.
Well, there's different styles of pepperoni, too.
Do you know who's doing it? Yeah. Saucy Sicilian is doing it.
Is he doing some?
So he started bringing in the cool... upper end pepperoni for the food truck at the beginning. And so Gannon understands the
Shout
pepperoni
out Gannon.
Differences.
Fancy pepperoni. We like your style.
Yeah. But more people need to start doing that. I think it's gotta be just a sourcing issue. Yeah. Like, how do you consistently have that top end pepperoni and make money doing it?
Not every pepperoni is made for pizza. You know, it's a cold food first. And so just because it says pepperoni doesn't mean it's going to work.
And sopressata is not.
Right. It's not
pepperoni.
It's a higher end version of it.
I get all passionate about that.
Sopressata. I know what it is. Yeah. Is that a debate that it is?
Yeah. Well, it's like Pizzeria Gusto, their fancy pepperoni, they put sopressata on it. You know, because they are cousins, you know, but they're not exactly the same.
When Gusto opened...
Prosciutto and what's it called? Prosciutto and...
Bacon.
I was thinking, or speck and bacon.
Yeah, it's all that. It's all that exactly. It's all that same thing. Yeah, and when you see sopressata, it's like, okay, yeah, I can kind of see how you landed at that.
Serrano ham, that's what
Serrano, Serrano's another one,
When Gusto opened, originally, they did not offer a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
It was a sopressata pizza, and I was so upset. I didn't go back. I didn't go back there for months after that. I was just like,
"Oh my goodness,
screw you, Pizzeria Gusto!"
When you get robbed, Chris has been mad at you, and you're a pizza place. You have done something. Catherine, I know you have fixed that. I know she has fixed
it. Oh, definitely. I love their pizza now.
I've never heard of that because when I'm picturing the last couple of bites of pepperoni I've had and the last couple of bites of sopressata that I've had.
Yeah.
To me, they're not. They don't taste the same.
No,
they don't.
That's why I was all upset. Yeah.
They look similar.
Sure.
And they're both high in fat.
Yes.
And they will both crisp up and do delicious things under.
But even when they're crisp, they don't taste the same.
And that's the end of it. Yeah. And while we're getting me all upset right now, one thing that I think that most every pizza place in Oklahoma or maybe anywhere does not get right is the desserts. Mm. And off camera, you asked me about dessert pizza.
Yeah.
Pisses me off dessert pizza.
Oh.
So
you get visibly angry about. Tell me, like, what, Jared here has a background in psychology. Let's work. Let's
dig into Robbie C. Okay, so it's pretty simple for me. I eat a lot of pizza, and so that's why salads were off the thing for me for a long time, and I've reluctantly brought them back. Now I'm enjoying them. Shout out Tracy Zeke again. Hashtag salad chat. I would eat a bunch of pizza, and then you kind of want something dessert wise.
Sure.
And every pizza place has these fat cookies and the dessert pizza and heavy stuff. Right. And it's you don't want heavy stuff. So you have to take your dessert home and then have it later.
Okay.
And that really upsets me. I want somebody to give me something light. Hideaway Pizza is the only one that really has something that has resonated with me. They do this frozen lemonade pie that's super light. The Boutillon's
the Labaguette.
Labaguette makes this. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to have
another
cannoli,
crusty thingy or easy on cannolis.
Wait a second.
Take the cannoli.
Come on, lay off the cannoli.
Take the cannoli.
Is your objection to dessert? Is your objection to dessert pizza cannoli? I can't help the problem you have with cannolis. That's something you and your therapist are going to have to work through, and clearly need to. If you don't have a therapist and you don't like cannolis, you need to get a therapist to like cannolis.
I'll bring it up.
Is it the objection of a dessert? When I think of dessert pizza, when you talk about what the Hideaway has, to me that's just a dessert that's at a pizza place. Dessert pizza.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on let's take this pizza crust, let's pour in some brownie batter, some cookie batter, and let's put some ice cream and then some Hershey's chocolate over it. Is that not pizza?
Man.
Is that a big cookie or is that a pizza?
Okay, so
pies. Pizza is a pie. I mean, that's a dessert right
true,
there.
True statement. But if you're going to pour brownies into a pizza dough, just give me brownies. If you're going to put don't mess with my pizza, I think is where I'm headed with that. I'm definitely not just going to sit down and have an Oreo pizza, dessert pizza ever. If I want Oreos, I'm going to have some Oreos. If I want pizza, I'm going to have some pizza. Combining the two just feels like wasted, gross, too much.
Why couldn't we just do maybe we take the pizza dough and we add some cinnamon, sugar, and nuts to it, maybe some caramel, and then roll it up like a cinnamon roll?
Then just give me a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, a cinnamon roll.
He makes a good
flatten
point.
It out.
He makes a good point.
And then add some brownie batter.
Okay, you're sort of swaying me now with once you flattened it out.
And then when you're all done, you dip it in Mazzio's ranch.
Of course.
With a Snickers.
It all comes back.
With a Snickers.
Yes. Hey, I will say this, and this speaks to what you're talking about, dessert pie upper crust. Upper Crust Pizza here in Oklahoma. It's a Hal Smith restaurant. I actually am not a big fan of their regular pizza. I love some other stuff they have, and so I go there. But they do what they call cookie pie.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is
served in a small deep dish pan.
Uh-huh.
And half of it is chocolate chip cookie batter, and the other side is white chocolate and macadamia nut. And then there's ice cream on top and ribbons of chocolate and caramel.
All right, that doesn't sound awful.
And it comes hot out of the oven. So it is hot, gooey, chocolate chip cookie you can eat with a spoon.
If we want to get really creative with it, you could just do a little personal pie,
Yeah.
And then maybe put some custard on top.
There you go.
Some sugar, brulee the sugar.
There you go.
All right, you guys are kind of swaying me. I don't know.
You are so weak.
I know. I just you know, but what I'm thinking of when I think of the dessert pizzas, I'm thinking of like the buffet at Mazio's or Pizza Hut or CeCe's or whatever, and it's just that crappy Oreo It's not Oreo enough, or it's not brownie enough, it's not pizza enough. It's kind of just like
somewhere
this
in between.
This weird amalgamation of gross that's just taken up valuable stomach real estate, Dave.
That's pie you can't eat.
It's hurting your feelings.
No, I mean, you're not hurting my feelings because I'm just thinking of how horrible that tastes. That's why I dip it in Mazio's ranch.
There you go. Fixes everything.
Anything in Mazio's ranch.
Well, what we've learned today is a lot, but Mazio's ranch fixes everything. And if that's all we come away with today, then I think we've done a great job.
We've done a public service.
So, guys, thanks for dropping by and talking all about the pizza.
So much fun.
Thanks, guys.
The Food Dude and Friends is produced in partnership with KOSU Radio. Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.